This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Church bells rang and mosques called the faithful to prayer on Tuesday as Beirut marked 1 week since the catastrophic explosion that killed at least 160 people and devastated the heart of the city. A moment of silence was held at 15:09 GMT, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon GMT, the time the blast occurred. It was among several events that were planned to observe the explosion. Last week's massive blast is believed to have been caused by the explosion of 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that had been improperly stored at the port of Beirut for 6 years. Some 5,000 people are believed to have been injured in the blast, and more than 250,000 were left homeless. Meanwhile, demonstrations continued for a third day despite the resignation of the entire Lebanese government on Monday. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the parliament building, chanting and throwing stones. Security forces responded with tear gas. Behind-the-scenes efforts began Tuesday to form a new government. Many citizens are demanding an independent cabinet, not supported by any of the political parties that have been accused of mismanaging the country's affairs. Many Lebanese are also calling for an independent investigation into the blast because they don't trust a probe by local authorities. Lebanese officials have dismissed calls for an international investigation. Before it resigned, the government referred the case Monday to the Supreme Judicial Council, the country's highest judicial body. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it's holding talks with Russia regarding Russia's recently approved COVID-19 vaccine. Russia Tuesday became the first country to approve a vaccine for use in tens of thousands of its citizens. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed the vaccine has proved efficient and forms